Zara Sadat. Zara Sadat. What are you doing there, girl?
You need 12 shots for 1 month and come to $55, insurance included.
Sorry, I just want a pair of those crutches. You know, those ones that go up to the elbows. Do you have those, please? You know the kind.
Only one?
No, like I said, a pair. Sorry, can you please bring one of those brushes over there?
What colour?
The pink one, please.
Where are you, Sara Sadat? God, what have you done to yourself? You shouldn't be walking around. You have to rest for now.
I want to make macaroni for Tefa. She'll be hungry when she returns from school.
Oh, look at this mess. I told Reza to buy some vegetables so we can make some soup.
But my daughter doesn't like soup. She doesn't like it. She likes macaroni.
You're
I don't
sick.
Need help.
You should be resting. Stop being a stubborn girl. Go to your room and rest. I'll make some macaroni. Get up, darling, get up. Oh, don't worry about this. I'll clean it for you. Don't do this to yourself. I'll make whatever you want. Oh, come on, go back to your room. Listen to me, for God's sake.
Why didn't you just leave me alone already? Didn't you say your legs hurt? Go back to your own house. Let me die in my own misery. What are you looking at? Come on then, take your grandmother home. Do it now!
I don't understand what you're doing. Listen to me, you go to your room. Where have you been, Reza? Look at what she's done. I can't get her to leave the kitchen, and maybe you can. Oh, please, God, help us.
What's the matter?
Don't you touch me!
Zara.
I swear to God, I'm going to kill myself if you touch me.
I don't know what's come over her. She's lost her mind.
Forgive us, please. Please go home. I'll talk to her. Thanks, honey. Thanks for helping me. You can go home now. There.
I'm terribly sorry about what happened, ma'am.
Zara Sadat. The old lady's absolutely right. I guess you have gone crazy. You don't have to break things if you miss me. I already have enough on my plate. Are you going to tell me what happened?
What did you expect? What's more humiliating than for me to see you tidy up my kitchen? I'm becoming paralyzed, don't you see? I can't feel my hands and legs. I can't even cook for my children anymore. It's beyond pathetic. Not even stupid macaroni.
But darling, everybody becomes ill at some point. All you need to do is rest a bit, take your medication, and God willing, you'll soon be all right.
Who do you take me for? A four-year-old child? Don't you think I understand you pity me every day? Huh? I've turned into a slab of meat. God, take my life and end this already, please. Please, God, I want an end to this humiliation. Let me die with dignity.
Zara said that. That's blasphemy. God's not going to like it. Don't be ungrateful toward him. Think of our life together.
Put me in a home. Or take me back to Naishapur. I've had it. I'm sick of this house. I can't take it anymore.
You think you're the only one? I'm tired too.
You think I enjoy being here?
You see this book? I haven't read a single page of it for a month. All I do is cook and take care of the kids. And all you are doing is moaning all the time. I came here to study, for God's sake, but look at my life. You want to go back to our hometown? Okay, I'll take you there. I'll take you tomorrow. I'll leave you there, get a room in the seminary and study like all the other students. And I'll put the kids in my mum and sister's care. Is that what you want, huh? Is that what you want? If that's what you want, I want it too. Answer me! Answer me!
What's the matter with you, my son? It's very unbecoming of you. Calm down. She's very ill. You shouldn't take what she says seriously. Can't you see that? What are you, a kid?
I'm ashamed of myself, Reza. Forgive me.
Don't say that. It makes me want to cry. You are the one who should forgive me.
I married you thinking I'd be supporting a descendant of the prophet. But now I'm just a pair of shackles.
You have to deserve being called the prophet's descendant. You've been very good to me all these years. It's time for me to pay you back, my darling. At least this way I'll pay more attention to what's happening around me.
You've never yelled at me before. You can be really loud.
May God never forgive my sins if I ever raise my voice to you again. And you weren't all that quiet either.
Please don't remind me, Sayed. I didn't do it on purpose.
I wasn't worried about me. I was worried about the landlady. Poor thing could have had a heart attack.
God, please forgive me. I was disrespectful to her. I'm going to have to make it up to her somehow.
And here's your post-argument present.
Oh, it's so very beautiful. I didn't know you had such good taste.
It only looks great on you. And here's a pair of crutches. They're very easy to use. You'll get used to them quick. I got your pills, too. We'll have to go to a clinic for your shots. And this, too.
Oh, that's a great color. Is it for a tiffle?
It's for you, my dear. I'd like you to brush your hair so I can watch.
Sorry, can you please tell a tiffer to come?
What do you need that tiffer for?
I want to go to the bathroom.
Take hold of my shoulder. I'll take you there myself. Is there a problem, darling? Don't do that again. You promised me.
I don't know how to say this. I've lost control of my bowels. I think you're going to have to wash the carpet.
The truth is, I'm a bit pressed for cash these days. I was wondering if...
Everybody is these days. If you'd finished it, I'd have paid you the rest of your money. Right now, I can't help you. I've already given you an advance. Seems to me, you don't know when you're going to bring me this rug.
What are you talking about, sir? The new year hasn't arrived.
I will hand it in even earlier. How about the beginning of the month?
Think about it.
I assure you. I'll bring you the carpet at the beginning of the month.
Now you're talking. It's better for you too this way. You'll get your money faster.
Praise God, you're getting paid for your own work. You deserve it. But I must ask you, why didn't you just come to me and ask me for help?
Shirts for children, pants for children, dirt cheap, the clearance sale of the season. You don't want to miss this.
Hello? you'd like to buy a horoscope for today?
Yes, dear. Here, I'll pick this one. Wait just a minute. Hang on. Here you are. Wait, dear, just a moment. Here, take this too.
Hello.
Hello there, Ada. What are you doing there, my child?
These are for Auntie Zara. I'm praying for her to get well. I'm praying she won't die.
Pray, dear. Pray. Your prayers will be answered. Come for you in 2 hours. Mom, please don't take your eyes off the kids.
Don't worry about anything, Reza. I'll take good care of both your wife and your children.
Thank you so much.
Go get some fresh.
God bless you.
Reza, darling, promise you won't go back home to weave.
Don't sweat it. I may go to the mosque to inquire after Haj Rahim's health. Then I'll come for you. Is that okay?
There, sir.
Well, hello there, ma'am.
I hope you still remember me.
Oh, yes, of course. How can I forget you after all the things you did for us?
May I please? Sir, where are you?
My family isn't home. They've gone somewhere nearby to...
Looks like Zara Sadar is feeling better already.
Yes, thank God.
How beautiful. Is it Zara Sadar's work?
Yes. Actually, we're doing it together.
It's wonderful that you work together. Is this your study? Cute little table. If she's going outside, it means she's gotten much better.
Yes, she cooks too sometimes.
You must have been taking good care of her.
Thankfully, she's better. Though she still walks about on crutches. That's our bedding.
You love her, don't you? Then you do love her. Good for her. Tell her that sometimes. Is this at Imam Reza's shrine?
Yes.
Looks good. Your house is small but nice. It has a relaxed atmosphere. It reminds you of your childhood. I brought you this book on MS. Zara Sadar's illness. Thought you may need it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I had a heavy heart. I thought I'd come to see you so maybe I'd feel better. Do you think that's stupid? I chatted with Zara Sadar a couple of times when she was in hospital. She makes you feel better the way she talks, you know. They're not coming back. I better get going.
Tell her I said hi. Give her a kiss on my behalf. Have you ever... Happiness means enjoying the simple things in life. Zara Sadar told me that. I took the day off to go to court. After 5 years of marriage, I didn't go. She loves you very much. Look after her. Tell her I gave what she said a lot of thought. Tell her she's right.
I'll come take your shoes off. Sit here, little buddy.
Where's that lovely smell coming from?
So did you have fun, darling? Did you pray for us too?
Atifa, darling, don't you have homework to do? Sayed, I was thinking you're doing this much better than me.
I can never be as good as you.
I happened to meet our neighbor's daughter when I was at the gathering today. Poor thing, her husband died in a car crash. She doesn't have a kid. She came across as a good, understanding girl.
If you're thinking about Hamid, you better not, because he's carrying a torch for somebody else. And if you're thinking about...
We're human. You never know what's going to happen next. Our children are going to need a mother when I'm gone.
Don't worry about that. I already have a plan. I've been meaning to tell you about it for a while. I will now you brought it up. I've been thinking of someone lately. Relatively good looks. You could call her pretty. Of course, she's nothing like you. Like you said, we're human. Zara Sadat, are you trying to kill me?
Be kind enough to let me die first. Then go off and get married again.
What are you talking about? You just said yourself the kids need a mother.
I was sharing a thought with you. I didn't expect to hear this from you.
Zara Sadat, do you have the heart to leave me here all by myself? I never thought you could be that cruel. The nurse from the hospital came over today. Very good woman. She said she was worried about you. And she brought us this book. It's a very nice book. What do you have in your hands there, my dear?
It's Amir Ali's vaccination record. He has some vaccinations coming up. They have to be done on time. And this is your eye doctor's prescription. It's the old one. I made you an appointment with the doctor here for next month. You should take this with you when you go there. You don't take care of yourself. I worry a lot about your eyes. Okay, Sayed?
Dear?
Children need a mother. You can't be their mother. You have to study. Please. Just make sure she isn't too beautiful. It will kill me to see her with you.
time is it?
8:30.
I should take Atefa to school.
The landlady was going out. She took her with her. Let me see your hand.
What?
Your hand.
It's nothing serious.
I remember a time when I worked in a workshop with others. When the new year drew near, we'd be in such a rush, we'd sometimes cut our fingers. We'd put salt on the wound till morning. My grandmother taught me that. It would burn. It was painful. But we'd still work all night.
Not bad. Could be much better, though. So when are you going to start the next one?
I'm afraid I won't be doing this for a while. Whatever God ordains.
What's going on, man?
If this is about money, nothing to worry about. I'll pay you the rest of the money now and give you an advance on the next.
Sounds great. Thanks very much.
So this isn't about money, sir.
Then what is it about? Am I not paying you enough? Or have you got another buyer? Let me tell you. You see, people make firm promises at the beginning, but then they break them halfway through, and at a time when business is really bad. Machine-made carpets have become the biggest threat to us all. We'll negotiate over price. We'll settle on a figure we both like. Now, I want you to think it over.
I don't know why, but I haven't made any money these days. Looks like nobody's moving house.
Any news from the seminary?
Actually, Shakerzim asked me about you. He said it looks like Reza isn't interested in studying as much as he seemed to be, and I agreed with him.
The children are bored. Their mother used to always take them out. Could we go somewhere together this Friday? Somewhere nice near the mountains or with trees, maybe?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great idea.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. Come on, clap! Come on, clap!
Is this big enough?
Too big. The inside isn't going to cook this way.
Take it easy, man. They're okay.
My parents and I went over to the girls' place. I had a word with them.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's almost done now. It's 50-50. I have nothing to think about, but they said they needed more time.
Congrats anyway.
But I don't understand that. They think I'm...
Uncle Mommy, throw the ball back here.
I'm going to teach you how to play ball.
Yeah,
let's play dodgeball. Don't hit me. Don't hit me hard. It hurts. I said not hard. Razor, come help me. I can't beat them alone. Hold on, guys. My teammate, he's over there. Hooray! Got it. Yeah, Razor. Razor, catch. Come on. Throw it back to me. No, don't hit me with it. Throw it to me. Quickly. Go in the middle.
Well done, Daddy.
Okay, we'll go in. We'll go in.
My head, Gabe.
No, shouldn't touch your foot. No, you'll have to go out that way. No, hang on. In the middle. Keep going. Yes. Hang on. In the middle. Go in the middle. No, don't hit me with it.
Come on, throw it back to me. No, don't hit me with it. Throw it to me.
I'm out of breath. Getting old, Zara Sadat.
I hope you live a long life.
Smells great. How do you like it, my dear?
How can I not like it? You bought it for me. I don't wear it much because I don't want to finish it. You haven't recited the Quran to me for a long time. Could you read me some, please?
Yes, of course. By all means, in the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or miss the mark. Our Lord, lay not on us such a burden as thou didst lay on those before us. And give us victory over the disbelieving folk, thou our protector, O Lord. Forgive us for our sins and wasted efforts, O Lord, therefore forgive us our sins.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I love you, my dear. I love you so much.
People spend a lifetime trying to find the key to heaven, hunt for treasures. They look for the secret to prosperity, but they look for them in all the wrong places. It's obvious they weren't able to find them there. What you imagine to be valuable, what you imagine to be a valuable thing, makes you lose sight of the real treasure. The whole thing boils down to one single word. Call it a key or secret. But it's not as complicated as you think it is. God Almighty reveals the secret to Moses in one short phrase. Hello, please come in. He told them the secret was kindness for my sake and for sake of God. To love whatever he loves, not for your own sake. Not to show off only for him. If God is the ultimate in kindness and mercy, then you shouldn't be disappointed if your kindness to others goes unappreciated. You still do it. The reason some fail in their friendships is because they didn't make friends for the sake of God. You see, the more you fill yourself up with love and devotion, the closer you get to Allah. So, the secret to attaining the prosperity we all seek is compassion. The other paths lead nowhere. Don't walk them. And remember, you cannot find the secret of love in books.